Task 4. Instructions. You must choose one option from the three options given for each question. The options will use different words to what the speakers actually say. Write your answers on Answer Sheet 2, Task 4. You now have 1 minute to look at the questions.
Keira Knightley. Now, Keira Knightley has a new film out. It's called Begin Again. It's actually rather a charming musical set in contemporary New York, and so a far cry from some of the whalebone corset costume dramas of her past. She's playing a British singer-songwriter, nursing a broken heart, and obliged to share a flat in the Big Apple with James Corden. It could happen to any of us, couldn't it? Now, Woman's Hour was granted a short audience with Keira, and she told me that making this film had come as something of a relief.
When I finished Anna Karenina, I realised that I'd done a 5-year period of work that was very, very dark and didn't have a lot of hope in it. And I sort of wanted to mix that up a bit. So I looked for something that was optimistic, and it was very difficult to find because a lot of films with optimism or hope or positivity in them are incredibly cheesy. But let's just say the scripts that I was reading made me feel like I wanted a shower and that they were just sickly sweet. And then this one came through, and I just thought...
Are you talking about rom-coms, you mean?
Well, there were some rom-coms, traditional... I think there can be wonderful rom-coms, but it just happened that the ones that I was looking at that particular period, I felt like I was being drowned in sugar with a lot of them. Okay. And this one came through the door, and I thought it's incredible that it has this incredible hope and this optimism, but equally has a sort of slightly acerbic quality to it and a slight cynicism to it, which I enjoyed. And as far as the singing goes, I think actually the original script just had sort of pages and pages of dialogue and then a tiny bit at the end that would just say, and then she sings, and then pages and pages of dialogue, and then she sings. And it wasn't clear from the original script exactly what that would be or how much I would have to do if I would have to do it.
So did you audition as a singer?
No, John had already seen...
John,
the director, writer-director, had already seen a film that I'd done years ago called The Edge of Love where I'd sung in it. And it was a very different style. It was sort of like a 1940s, very theatrical thing. But from that, he'd gone, I know that you're not going to have a problem with what I want. So I went, OK, great. Didn't quite realise until I got to New York because none of the songs had been written. So I was finally given them about 2 days before we were meant to go into the studio. So I had absolutely no idea what I was meant to do, what kind of voice they might want until we actually really got into the studio and then tried to figure it out.
Now, I'm really hopeless at describing music, but I'll have a pop at this.
Okay.
This is sort of Laura Marling.
Tiny bit of Swiftie. To tell you the truth, I know nothing about music at all, so I'm probably equally as bad. It's folky.
But poppy.
Folky poppy, yes.
Yeah.
Yes. Absolutely.
Lovely.
Good.
No, but it is.
Yes.
And I enjoyed it. And nobody is going to be... I mean, this is essentially a musical, isn't it?
It is and it isn't. It certainly has music in it. But I think when people think about musicals, they think about two actors looking at each other and then suddenly bursting into song for no apparent reason. I love a musical. That's not to do them down. But, you know, this one, the music is very much framed in the making of an album. So it's either on stage or it's as part of trying to make an album. So I think it's got less that sort of spontaneously bursting into song aspect to it.
There are lots of aspects to the film, including a relationship between you and a teenage girl. Now, anyone who's ever been around a teenage girl will enjoy the film because she is
good.
A strop merchant.
Yes.
And she also dresses. Well, you describe how this young girl dresses.
Well, I think the point the film's trying to make is that she's definitely exposing a lot of flesh.
As 14, 15-year-old, 16-year-old girls can sometimes do.
Yes. Yes.
But explain the influence that your character has over this young girl.
I think my character basically just befriends her in a way I think a lot of teenagers need, an older sister sort of vibe. You know, somebody who's a bit older but not like their parents, but who's experienced enough to be able to talk to them on their level but not necessarily condescending.
The teenage girl responds to you and listens to what you're saying.
Yes, I wonder whether that would actually happen in real life.
I have to say, my own personal jury is slightly out.
But my own personal jury is slightly out as well. And right. I'd never dream of telling a teenager what to wear. I think they should absolutely wear what they want to wear. And if it's flesh exploding, then that's what that period of life's meant to be.
Keira Knightley. Now, Keira Knightley has a new film out. It's called Begin Again. It's actually rather a charming musical set in contemporary New York, and so a far cry from some of the whalebone corset costume dramas of her past. She's playing a British singer-songwriter, nursing a broken heart, and obliged to share a flat in the Big Apple with James Corden. It could happen to any of us, couldn't it? Now, Woman's Hour was granted a short audience with Keira, and she told me that making this film had come as something of a relief.
When I finished Anna Karenina, I realised that I'd done a 5-year period of work that was very, very dark and didn't have a lot of hope in it. And I sort of wanted to mix that up a bit. So I looked for something that was optimistic, and it was very difficult to find because a lot of films with optimism or hope or positivity in them are incredibly cheesy. Let's just say the scripts that I was reading made me feel like I wanted a shower and that they were just sickly sweet. And then this one came through, and I just thought...
Are you talking about rom-coms, you mean?
Well, there were some rom-coms, traditional... I think there can be wonderful rom-coms, but it just happened that the ones that I was looking at that particular period, I felt like I was being drowned in sugar with a lot of them. Okay. And this one came through the door, and I thought it's incredible that it has this incredible hope and this optimism, but equally has a sort of slightly acerbic quality to it and a slight cynicism to it, which I enjoyed. And as far as the singing goes, I think actually the original script just had sort of pages and pages of dialogue and then a tiny bit at the end that would just say, and then she sings, and then pages and pages of dialogue, and then she sings. And it wasn't clear from the original script exactly what that would be or how much I would have to do if I would have to do it.
So did you audition as a singer?
No, John had already seen...
John,
the director, writer-director, had already seen a film that I'd done years ago called The Edge of Love where I'd sung in it. And it was a very different style. It was sort of like a 1940s, very theatrical thing. But from that, he'd gone, I know that you're not going to have a problem with what I want. So I went, OK, great. Didn't quite realise until I got to New York because none of the songs had been written. So I was finally given them about 2 days before we were meant to go into the studio. So I had absolutely no idea what I was meant to do, what kind of voice they might want until we actually really got into the studio and then tried to figure it out.
Now, I'm really hopeless at describing music, but I'll have a pop at this.
Okay.
This is sort of Laura Marling.
Tiny bit of Swiftie. To tell you the truth, I know nothing about music at all, so I'm probably equally as bad. It's folky.
But poppy.
Folky poppy, yes.
Yeah.
Yes. Absolutely.
Lovely.
Good.
No, but it is.
Yes.
And I enjoyed it. And nobody is going to be... I mean, this is essentially a musical, isn't it?
It is and it isn't. It certainly has music in it. But I think when people think about musicals, they think about two actors looking at each other and then suddenly bursting into song for no apparent reason. I love a musical. That's not to do them down. But, you know, this one, the music is very much framed in the making of an album. So it's either on stage or it's as part of trying to make an album. So I think it's got less that sort of spontaneously bursting into song aspect to it.
There are lots of aspects to the film, including a relationship between you and a teenage girl. Now, anyone who's ever been around a teenage girl will enjoy the film because she is a strop merchant.
Yes.
And she also dresses. Well, you describe how this young girl dresses.
Well, I think the point the film's trying to make is that she's definitely exposing a lot of flesh.
As 14, 15-year-old, 16-year-old girls can sometimes do.
Yes, yes.
But explain the influence that your character has over this young girl.
I think my character basically just befriends her in a way I think a lot of teenagers need, an older sister sort of vibe. You know, somebody who's a bit older but not like their parents, but who's experienced enough to be able to talk to them on their level but not necessarily condescending.
The teenage girl responds to you and listens to what you're saying.
Yes, I wonder whether that would actually happen in real life.
I have to say, my own personal jury is slightly out. But
my own personal jury is slightly out as well. And I'd never dream of telling a teenager what to wear. I think they should absolutely wear what they want to wear. And if it's flesh exploding, then that's what that period of life's meant to be.